This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Recently enacted annual withdrawal rules for the Thrift Savings Plan accounts make it somewhat easier to access money for retirement income. They also make it easier, at a time like this, to accelerate a dangerous decline in your retirement outlook. For what not to do, the managing director and financial planner at Mission Point Plan, Anthony Bucci. Mr. Bucci, good to have you on.
Tom, thank you so much. A pleasure to be here.
First, briefly review these new rules for withdrawals. I think they've only been in place for about a year now, correct?
Actually, quite even less than that, since September. So, you know, you're only looking at, you know, 6 or 7 months at this point. The new rules were really 2 years in the making. They were stipulated by the TSP Modernization Act of 2017. And for the most part, these are massive improvements over the old rules. And, you know, for a quick summary, there's a lot of nuances to this, but the rule changes really fall into just a few categories. I'll compare the new rules to the old rules. The old rules, you are allowed what we call one partial distribution once you retire. So imagine you retire 6 months later, you take an extra $10,000 out to buy a used car or pay down a portion of your balance on your mortgage. Well, that would be your only partial distribution that you could take for the rest of your retirement as long as you had that money in the thrift savings plan. New rules, you can take as many partial distributions as you want. Great relief for retirees. The second rule is you can change your monthly distributions. Imagine the old rules where you could pick your monthly distributions. Let's say you put it at $500 a month, and the only time you can change it is the following year during open season, very similar to the elections you make on your health benefits. Those cannot be changed unless you had a partial distribution. Assuming you still had your one partial distribution, you can provide some relief during the old rules. New rules, you can change them whenever you want to. And the last big thing is the new rules allow you to segment your distributions from your Roth balance versus your traditional balance. So if you're one of the TSP retirees listening right now who have a Roth balance, you may in some tax years want to, or you could have in the old rules, decide to take some from the tax-free versus the taxable. You weren't allowed to do that. Now you can. Adds a tremendous amount of flexibility. I'm sure accountants and CPAs around the world are applauding, around the country, I should say, are applauding. But that's really a kind of a general summary of what we consider to be the real big improvements within the new TSP distribution rules. And those are really, although I'm going to talk about what we consider to be one of the major negatives, those three really enhancements is a major improvement. And I can only imagine some of the difficulties people would be having had this situation with the market volatility created by the coronavirus happened a year before.
And just briefly, do these rules for TSP in general, are they the same, or do they track the rules for everyone else that has a 401k?
Yeah, certainly this has been, the TSP, unfortunately, it was ahead of the curve on many things. Certainly the low cost and investment options that the rest of the investment world finally caught up to. But this is something that the TSP finally had to catch up to the rest of the investment world. This is, aside from some of the things that we'll talk about later, this has finally brought, we consider, the TSP into somewhat equal footing with really any other major investment brokerage, Vanguard, Fidelity, Schwab, whatever
sure.
they may be.
All right, so give us a sense of what the danger is with the new rules on TSP, given the fact that the market has essentially crashed.
Yeah,
and nobody knows when it's going to come back.
That's true. It is definitely very remarkable. The speed at which this has happened is record-setting. You know, we wrote a column in September that graded the TSP, and this was what I'm going to say next is really our biggest issue. Although the TSP allows you to change your timing, change your amounts, even change what section of your withdrawal can come from, whether it's Roth or traditional, they do not let you take and choose what investment within your TSP that the money comes from. So for example, if you were going into this crisis, we'll say you had half of your money in more aggressive investments, and we'll just, for to keep it simple, say it was in the C fund and half of your money in the G fund, you still need to take withdrawals. You know, every 50% of every withdrawal that you take out right now will still come from the C. And that exposes you to something we call sequence of returns risk. Ultimately, what it means is that you have to ultimately sell more shares of the C fund because it's down 25-30% than you had to do a month ago. And over time, that can have a major, major eroding factor on how long that money's going to last.
We're speaking with Anthony Bucci. He's managing director and financial planner at Mission Point Plan. In other words, it's a balance of dollar volumes versus share prices that get you in trouble.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we tend to know the flip side of this coin when we're making contributions. So anybody listening who's making contributions to the TSP, this is a reason not to suspend those. On the contribution side, we call it dollar cost averaging, where essentially you put the same amount of money in out of your paycheck every single month. And when the market's down, you buy more shares. When it's up, buy less shares. Over time, that can have a really nice compounding effect. When you're taking money out, it has a compounding effect, but in a negative fashion because you're selling more shares. In the article we wrote recently, we used a comparison to show really it's essentially two people, one person that was taking money out in an up market and one person that was taking money out in a down market. The math is not kind. We'll say that.
So what, given that retirees do need these withdrawals, presumably to get on with their lives, what should they be doing? Is there anything they can, any way they can get around this with their distributions?
There's a few things. There's things that you can do now, which are somewhat limited. And there are things that you can do once this crisis passes. And we'll have another, there'll be another time to discuss the timing and the, you know, the predictability of when that's going to happen. But ultimately, one thing you could do is not, you know, suspend your distributions for a month. If you're the type of individual that has so much money in the C fund or the S fund or the I, or heaven forbid, all of it, you really don't want to be making too many changes right now with that part of the portfolio. Because the new TSP distribution rules allow you to stop, start, and change these on a monthly basis, if your balance sheet, your personal balance sheet allows you to take a month or two off, or you, it might not be a bad idea, you can always double that back up later down the road. The other thing you can do as well, this is probably going to be a little bit more, I guess, monitoring and maintenance and some people don't want to do, is if you have to take a distribution from the TSP and say half of that's coming from the C, the very next day you can move more money back into the C from the G using my same 50-50 example. And ultimately, what you would be basically doing is replenishing at similar market prices. The issue where that's facing right now, and I actually had a question on the comments section of the article we wrote to exactly that point. The issue that you run into is the market is moving in such, this is truly unique. The market doesn't typically move 8 or 9% in one day. It was great that it moved up 10% yesterday, but that doesn't, I'm glad it went up, but that doesn't make that strategy, well, we'll say that doesn't make that strategy
sustainable,
a very reliable one, yeah, to say the least. And quickly, the long run, what you can do is once the market stabilizes, I'm not saying once the market goes back up. When I say once it stabilizes, when we return to normal volatility, at that point, then you can probably, what you should do is reassess and say, okay, what really should my mix be relative to how much money I need? Because the other thing, the one thing you don't want to do really at this time is say, you know what, forget it. I just need to preserve what I have. And you want to sell it at a low right now. And there is always a place for a more aggressive investments in a retiree's portfolio, because the, you know, although the short-term concern we have right now is market volatility, we are also battling something called inflation. Over the long run, we don't just want to put our head in the sand and just invest in the G. Eventually, there's a good chance you could run out of money if you're actively taking withdrawals. So the question really is, from a long-term perspective, what to do next is, okay, how, knowing that I have to battle inflation, and the way to battle inflation is to invest for growth, what percentage of my nest egg, my retirement nest egg, should be allocated towards something more growth-oriented? And then from that point forward, that's kind of your second step, but maybe not something you should probably be doing this week, I'll say.
All right. Anthony Bucci is Managing Director and Financial Planner at Mission Point Plan. Thanks so much for joining me.
Tom, it was a pleasure to be with you.
We'll post this interview and a link to his article at federalnewsnetwork.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to the Federal Drive at Apple Podcasts or Podcast One. Stay up to date on your agency's latest responses to coronavirus. Visit our special resource page at federalnewsnetwork.com.